picked Trevor Davis, wide receiver with some speed from California. Questions?
How much is that speed the attraction here?
That's one of the attractions, definitely. 4-3 guy, really good hands, big hands, I think over 10. Some production there on a good passing offense.
What was the 40 time you had on him?
We had him in the mid 4-3 range.
I mean, do you feel like you needed another stretch to field kind of guy? Or is that just kind of a way
it
went?
Anytime you can get a weapon in the fifth round, I think you have to try and do that. And he was still sitting there on the board, and we were fortunate enough to pick him.
How much do you view him as a returner or a possibility of returning the kick?
He was a very productive kick returner, especially his junior year. Had 2 touchdowns, averaged over 30 yards. Battled through some injuries a little bit this year. Wasn't as productive, but he's definitely a candidate.
Can he return punts too, or just kicks?
He can catch them. Did not do it in games there.
Just nagging kind of injuries, Elliot?
Yeah, nothing major. Yep.
How is he as a route runner?
Very smooth, sudden. Plays mostly outside there, but he can also play in the slot. Really drops his weight well. Good route runner.
You guys are stressed when you're looking at a receiver, it's ball skills first, so you feel pretty good about getting that kind of a 40 time in the fifth round?
Yeah, feel really good about it. His pro day was unbelievably good with the ball skills, really his tracking ability down the field, effortless catching, very smooth.
Were you at his pro day?
I was not. Glenn Cook was there for us.
Elliot, what do you know? Your dad used to say, like, after his career was over, that one of his regrets was not getting bred enough guys. I don't know if he was right or wrong when he would say that about himself. But that doesn't appear to be a problem for you guys with Ted. Is that something that you guys consciously think about, making sure that he's got plenty of weapons around him, or is it just more how it works?
Definitely. I mean, yeah, anytime you, like I said before, anytime you can add a weapon, especially down here in the fifth round, it's a good thing.
Elliot, were there a lot of speed guys in this draft, or not really that many that you consider?
I don't know. Historically, I'm not sure I could answer that. Probably below average, if I had to guess, but I don't really know that.
Is he advocating to show toughness inside?
Yeah, he ran a lot of bubble screens there for Cal, and took some pretty big hits at times, but he kept going in there and pretty good after the catch as well.
Elliot, how are things any different for you in the draft room now with yet another step up the food chain? Or
just more press conferences. That's about it.
That's good.
Hey, look, Elliot, does this guy remind you of like a Corey Bradford type of player? Is he that?
No, he's looser than Corey. Corey was a little bit more straight line.
What do you think of what you guys have now as a group at wide receiver? I mean, I know this guy's got to earn his keep, but you got some pretty good players there already.
Yeah, I feel good about it with Jordy and Ty coming back, Randall and Devontae, Jeff, Jared, and then the 2 practice squad guys from last year we feel good about. So definitely a nice group.
Sorry, Elliot. Did you say Trevor's a potential returner?
Yeah, kickoffs, yep.
Elliot, you obviously caught passes the last couple of years from Goff, you know, the number one overall pick. When you watch on film, is that something you guys take into consideration, the quarterback throwing to him in terms of, I mean, does it matter in terms of how you evaluate him?
It's probably easier to evaluate a guy that has a good quarterback like that, especially a guy that's running deep routes like he did.
Yeah, Elliot, that speed that he ran when you timed him, that you see it on film too?
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
Is Yak a, I mean, I realize maybe some of it's scheme too, but is Yak something important that you guys look at when you look at receivers?
Definitely. I'll always try to get guys, especially, you know, a lot of the guys we've had in the past have been returners in college, and those guys are always better at the Yak, and that's something we look for.
Is he the quick, elusive type, or the guy who will power through tackles, or what's made him so effective in that
regard? Quickness, elusiveness, speed, burst. He'll break an arm tackle here or there, but he's... You know, he's 188, 190 pounds. He's not going to be running anyone over, I don't think.
Did he have many drops?
I think he had 2 this year. 2 drops, yeah.
Elliot, if you guys don't move back from this 6th-round pick, you guys will be done for the 7th round. Does that change the dynamic at all for getting to work on undrafted free agents since that's so important to you guys, or because the draft's still going on?
We'd like to think it makes it a little bit easier. Just, you know, every time you're talking to a potential undrafted free agent and you still have a draft pick, they say, we'll just pick him. So, well, we don't have any.